I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. A Pain-Free Friday for all the bench with Mafia joining me tonight, and we're in New York City where we're getting 2 feet of snow tonight into tomorrow afternoon. But who cares? Sunday's the title games, and no one cares here. Like, we're like, you know, Cam up in Toronto is always talking about they got 2 feet of snow and it's minus 11 degrees. Listen, they got 2 feet of snow there on a daily basis. It's just constantly there. They just constantly have, like, you know, 2 foot, 3 foot of snow packed everywhere on the sidewalks and streets and roads, and people freezing their ass off. You can't even, I mean, it's so cold there, you can't even breathe. And then here, it's just, you know, it's like we get down to 5 degrees or 10 degrees and we're all crying like bees. And all I know is I'm used to it. I don't even care. Like, you know, it's not like I'm hanging out outside. You know, I go from car to gym to car to house to car to store to, You know, I'm not one of these dudes like going outside running. You know what I mean? Like, here, let me go for a jog when it's 10 degrees outside. Or these dudes I see on bikes. Here, let me go for a bike ride for 20 miles when it's 5 degrees outside and I got my French cycling team uniform on like a nerd. Honestly, I'm not like, and if you do that for a living, that's right. I just called you names. I'm over there. I'm playing ball with violent men. Violent gentleman, and I'm going up and down. I'm soaking wet. I'm sweating. I'm in better shape than you, and I'm twice your age. So kiss my ass. But 2 feet of snow sucks, and I just don't even care. You know what I'm gonna do tomorrow? I'm gonna snowplow. B, I'm gonna try to ball. C, I'm gonna watch Ozark. D, I'm gonna get laid. And I mean, honestly, Mafia, I think it pretty much, covers it.
Sounds like a decent day to me. You know, the snow plowing kind of sucks, but the rest of it sounds all right.
I mean, there's ways to make the snow plowing go better. You got to stay focused, you know. So I'll get like some Metallica going or something, you know. Like last time, like I was snow plowing, I listened to like Unforgiven and all this other stuff. And I had it all going. And then, you know, maybe I'll do something like that, you know. Rock the, you know, get the Metallica going heavy in the driveway. Just go at it. Because I just have a gigantic, you've seen a kick-ass snowplow. I mean, this thing is a mother-freller. And it just means business. It's the size of a car. And I'm just going to go right through it. I'll be done in, I think I can do the whole thing in 10, 15 minutes. And I'm talking about, I have a big-ass driveway. and I have a big ass, long ass driveway, and I don't care because this thing is a, you know, full speed, rock and roll, lock and load, let's go. And that's why I got it. I'll never forget how I got it though, because I didn't have it. I had like a, I didn't have any kind of snowplow, but I ran this league forever at this club, and I didn't know they were paying me. I never asked for money. I just said, you know, give me a membership or something. I'm cool. I don't need your money. And they were like, yeah, well, that's not the way it works. You're going to get paid. And then one day they gave me this credit card with a bunch of money on it that was in my name. And I went and I gave it to 34C, and she went to Home Depot and bought me this big ass snowblower. It was like, you know, a couple grand. And this thing means business, dude. Like, it's like one of the ones they'd use like at a school or at a business. You know what I mean? Like it's some big business building in the middle of, you know, a business district. They bring out that big old, I mean, you know, fully full speed thing goes, you know, this thing's like a monster. We welcome our radio affiliates to the show on a Friday night, Pain Freestyle. Sirius XM Channel 159, Mightier 1090, ESPN Radio in San Diego, near Tijuana, Do You Want a Sports Map Radio Network in Houston, Sports Byline USA, Ronnie Barr, the ball carrier up in the city by the bay, San Fran City by the bay, Armed Forces Radio, hoorah, soldier, hoorah. So I'm going to get up, grind that out. So what I need to do is get up at like, I don't know, 8:30, 8:45, bang out the driveway, get in 34C's truck, which is just full on. I mean, it is just a mountain snow grabber, this truck I bought her. This thing is a nasty, snow-eating, mountain-climbing machine. I mean, just fully loaded V8 torque. I mean, this thing will go through anything. It'll go through anything. It'll go through mud, mountains, rocks. This thing is badass. I'm going to say, give me that thing. I'm just going to be like, get out of my way, woman. And then I'm going to be like, I'm going to go right up to the gym, and I'm going to drop about 60 on some fool. Fresh meat. Green Light City on weekends. You know that, Mafia. It's Green Light City. I'm going to start chucking 30-footers. And I'm going to knock them down, too, like eating donuts. You know I can eat the whole 12-pack of donuts, too. You give me 20 donuts, I'll eat 18 of them. Mafia told me they got free breakfast at the place we're staying in LA. I'm going to eat all of that, too. I'll be there every morning. I won't leave anybody for anything. I'll eat all the pancakes, waffles, eggs, toast, bagels, coffee. Smoke a fatty. Shake it out.
You're listening to Sports Grid, the home of the winning edge, carrying on the fine tradition of sports gaming from all the way back to ancient Rome. But they never had a mobile app. So count your blessings, Sporto. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Farrell on the Bench with Scott Farrell.
So this kid I play with, he's really good, and he set records at the local high school, played in high school, and he went to Penn State, and at Penn State he tried to walk on 2 years in a row. He tried to walk on at Penn State in the Big Ten, and he was the last cut. 2 years in a row they cut him, last cut. True story. Last cut both times, white boy, small white boy, but very strong. Guy couldn't be more than 6'1", but he's like, you know, literally his body is like steel. Like he's just a rock, and he's just strong as an ox. And he's like 6'1", and literally like, I mean, he's Dwayne Johnson. I mean, his body is just completely made of stone. That's how strong he is. And he's just strong and physical. And he spin moves, and he's got dribble drives, and he can get fouled and make and ones from anywhere. He's so strong. He just like you'll foul him at the elbow, and he'll still make the shot. And he's like one of those players. He broke all kinds of records in the area in Northern, basketball in New York City, and the guy in Jersey. He's just everybody knows him. And he beat me twice in the championships in my league. And he's just the greatest kid. I love him. I know his dad, and I'm friends with his dad. But the kid's unstoppable, right? So he gets cut twice at Penn State. And he now he's back. He's graduated from college, and he played in the league. And he came right back and beat us in the final after we beat him by 30 in the regular season. They beat us in the championship. And he had like 40 points, and he's just unbelievable. But anyway, I was telling Mafia the story that like my son plays there now, right at the high school, and my son plays where he played, and he plays for the same coach, and this kid scored like almost 2,000 points when he was there, and I was telling Mafia my son is a really good player, and but the difference is that. Everyone else is really kind of pretty good too. You know what I mean? Like the starting, like the eight rotation that they used, all eight of them are good. They're all good players and they all can play and they all can have a big game and they all can, do everything. Score, rebound, dime, defend, block shots, rebound. They do it all. They're a really good team. They can only be beaten by about three or four teams in the whole area. They beat everyone else. They slaughter everyone else. I went to this game last night. They won by 50. They slaughter everyone except like two or three teams that are really good that they compete with, and they lose by 7 or 4 or 9. And, it's never double figures. They're in every game. They're always good. And then I told Mavia, because Mavia saw my kid from birth, and Bobby's been with me 17 years. He's known me since my kid was born. And now my son, they completely humiliate me and Mafia playing basketball. I mean, I play with him sometimes. And I can play with him for sure. But I can't stop him. He's too quick. He's too good. He's too... elusive. He's too fast. He's got all kinds of dribble drive moves, and he's got the whole outside point guard. He's the starting point guard, and he's got all the Harden moves, the dribble, drag, go. And you're just like, by the time you're done, your onions hurt trying to guard him. You just can't even. If you go to the left, he'd make it fall down. He'll make you fall down on your ass, ankle breaker, and it's humiliating. And then, so whenever he plays with grown men where I play, there's no one, not one person can guard him. There's not one person there that can guard him. And they all know it. They all know it. They just don't want to admit it, but I'll admit it for him. There's no one that can stop him. And he the best player there, and Mafia knows who he is, he can't guard him either. But every time they play against each other, it's him against him, and it's on. And it is war. And it's the same way as it used to be with Gunslinger and Vaseline. And those two, that Gunner plays like Vaseline now. And you can't guard him. He's just too good. And it sucks for me because I'm happy for him. I love watching my son play, and I love that he's good. But he's not going D1. He's not going D2, 3, or anything, because all the kids that I see playing with him are all the same, right? They all are good, but they're not good enough to be full ride D1 or 2. They can play D3 at like a Stevens or at a small dinky school in Manhattan or something, but they're not playing big-time college basketball. The only kid I ever saw that could play D1 basketball is the kid I just told you about, and he got cut both times he tried to walk on, and he never got a scholarship offer from anywhere big. He wanted to go big. He got scholarship offers from all the small colleges in like New Jersey and New York, but nothing big, right? He wanted to go big, and he has big game James. I mean, this kid can play, and he's unbelievable. And then, so what's weird is seeing, you know, my son, he starts now and he's got one more year left. And I said to him, you know, you just play your ass off and then it's over, because I don't mince words. He's not getting a basketball scholarship. If he was, he'd already have those. He'd be a junior and he'd already have contact with, three or four or five coaches that would want him. And none of them want any of these kids. Meanwhile, they're the best team you ever seen play in your area. Like, this team would slaughter any team that, like, you do know of, or your team or your kid's team. Or, like, I'm telling you, these are big time, really good basketball teams that will destroy you. And I've seen them play. It don't matter. Play all black, all white. It don't matter who they play. They destroy them. Yesterday, played all black. They destroyed them. I mean, they just blew it. They won by 50. So, and they still suck. You know what I mean? Like, when it comes to real big time McDonald's All-American type D1 basketball, they ain't, not one of them is going to play D1. Meanwhile, they're fantastic. They would rock your world. They would humiliate you on the basketball court. I play with them, and I play with them because I like playing with them, because they're really good and they know how to play and they really fill it up and they're fun to play with, because you get up and you get down and you go off and you win. And it's fun. But I told him, in a year, it's over. And then you just go to college and play intramural pickup at college. You'll have a blast. You'll be great. You'll enjoy it. Play the rest of your life, just like I did. I went to Indiana. I played the best intramural basketball you ever seen in your life. And I believe this firmly, without question. There is nowhere on earth better than Kansas and Indiana and North Carolina for intramural basketball. Nowhere on earth is better. And the Indiana Hyper at Bloomington, Indiana is, 100 courts filled with guys that will dunk in your face and that will absolutely take your girlfriend and sleep with her. That'll be that. You suck. You have nothing. You cannot stop any of these people. And I played there, and I played, and I played, and I played, and I played, and I played. And then I've been playing ever since. And I have a lifelong 50 years of playing basketball, and I'm still really good, and I'm not, and I don't even matter at all. I just absolutely don't even matter at all, but I can knock down anything from anywhere and I can play with anyone. And then guys that are great can dunk in my face and humiliate me. It's that simple. Such a badass. He just absolutely is a monster in the block.
I just want to feel my burger finger.
You're so money and you don't even know it.
Mafia said I sounded like I was on a spaceship. We're getting a huge blizzard here in New York City, so hopefully we sound better now on a bench. It's, there's chaos. There's nothing I can do about it. We got a really bad, brutal blast cyclone, nor'easter hitting the East Coast in New York City. And so I guess we're lucky we're on the air at all, to be honest with you. Anyway, Mafia, I've talked so much about the football this week, I want to puke, but I got a lot of friends right now texting me in the middle of the show, all my buddies in Pittsburgh and all my betting friends all over the country. They want to know, they're all busy, have jobs, they're crazy families, lives and everything. They don't have time to watch every show ever or anything like that. So they're all like, who's going to win? And, all week I've pretty much been on that same surfboard. I'm going rogue. I'm going dangerous. I'm going onions. I'm going Bengals. I'm going Niners. I'm going over in the Bengals. I'm going under in the Niners. I'm taking money lines on both. and I'm taking those points on both. And I don't think the Chiefs can stop Joe Burrow from throwing it all over their face. And I think the Niners are just flat out better than everybody, you know, right now, certainly in the NFC. They humiliated the Packers. I mean, really, at the end of the day, because the Packers ran down the field, down their throat with Dylan scoring on the first drive, and they never did another thing the entire game. Nothing. They're lucky they got a field goal because they had another one blocked and they had a punt blocked and they lost. And Aaron Rodgers was, I mean, invisible. That Aaron Rodgers was nothing. Less than nothing. And you know it, Mafia. He was less than nothing against the 49er defense. And they are pushing people around right about now. And now I know everyone in the world is on the Rams and Chiefs.
Yeah, and I really hate being on that side of things, but I am. And I agree with a lot of things you said, and they made Aaron Rodgers look terrible. You know, what we thought Jimmy G was going to look like with all his injuries, what Aaron Rodgers looked like. But I also just worry how Jimmy G never got going. The one really good chance he had, he threw that pick. You know, I just thought that their offense was terrible, and you can't just blame it all on the weather. It didn't snow till the second half. The first half, they were bad, too. Both teams, the defense was what controlled it. The running game got them through it, and their quarterbacks were trash. So for me, you know, I'm going to go with the team that's putting up a bunch of points. I think Trent Williams not being there helps the Rams get in there and get to Jimmy G more with him banged up already. I think, obviously, Samuel's going to get his. You're going to get Mitchell on, you know, good couple runs, I'm sure, and the Rams are probably gonna get it big and blow it and make us sweat it out again. But I just can't see the 49ers offense getting going enough to end up winning this game with the way that they're banged up with Jimmy G and Trent Williams. But you know, I was terrible last week, so I can be completely wrong on the other side.
What about what about throw the ball to Deebo Samuel? I mean, no one can stop him.
They can't stop him there, but I mean, you're gonna put Ramsey on him. He's gonna be with him. He'll limit him, I think. And then while everyone talks about, the Rams aren't, you know, they're very good defensively in the secondary, like they don't have that depth. It's like, okay, where's the depth in the receiving corps for San Francisco? You have Deebo.
Did you see Ramsey get his ass prostituted by Evans?
Yeah, Evans.
So Ramsey is all talk, all hype. But he was 7 yards behind Evans on that bomb. I mean, he didn't even play defense. I don't believe for 1 minute. Now, look, what did Adams do against the Niner defense? I mean, he had a few catches, but nothing, not one big catch. I mean, and you hear about the Rams pass rush, and the Niners pass rush is better. I mean, they're just torturing quarterbacks right now at this point. And it's amazing to me. Now, I know I've been hanging my hat on this too much. How can you not hang your hat when they've won 6 in a row against them? How does anyone avoid that and sit there and act like, oh, that's no big deal. Don't worry about that. You know, they've only beaten them 6 times in a row. That's nothing. The only thing that matters is they beat them twice in a row this year. And, you know, they beat them in week 18 and they were down 17-0 and beat them. Are you kidding me? Are you listening to people say this stuff and not think, wow, I mean, that's kind of like a little bit demented.
It is, and that definitely factored into my decision. That's what made me – I really don't feel great about the Rams pick, but I am sticking with them. You know, I just – that 6 in a row is a great record. It shows, and them beating them both times this year, to me it's just a little different playoffs versus regular season, and I think it's going to be this extra level here that the Rams are going to hit in this rivalry. I know they've owned them, but McVay's got to make adjustments. We got to see him make adjustments. If he doesn't, obviously, they're going to kick their ass like they have the last, 3 years in a row. I'm just taking the belief that he does make that adjustment here. And I know it's a
turn
big
it up
switch.
A notch. gonna turn it up a notch. So week 18 didn't matter, and this does? I get it. This definitely does, but that didn't matter when you're up 17-0?
It didn't matter to the Rams. I'm not saying they should have let that, they just laid down or anything, but that game didn't matter to them. It did matter a lot more to San Francisco. That was everything to them. That was the start of their playoffs. So this one is definitely different.
I'm just not buying any of that. I don't even care if I get the games wrong. I got my stones are like boulders, okay, to bet on those two teams. So I've never in my life seen anything like I have never seen anything like a team that has been absolutely like a dog urinating on a fire hydrant is what the Niners have done to the Rams the last 3 years. 6-0 and 2-0 this year, and down 17 in week 18, and they beat them again. I mean, and then every single person on the face of the earth thinks it doesn't matter and that they're going to kick their ass in this game. It's unbelievable. I hope everyone's right so they all get their money. I just want everybody to get their money. I am really, like, crazy to bet on these teams because, obviously, the Niners suck, and the Bengals are terrible. I mean, they're so terrible. I mean, they have no chance at all to win, you know, like they did against the Raiders and the Titans on the road and the number one seeds home and got the ball with under a minute left, and their kicker kicked his fourth field goal, and they won, and Burrow threw for 300-some yards, and you know, they suck. I mean, they suck so bad. Like, it's just so unbelievable. Why would I ever bet on these two teams that suck so bad? So I hope that everyone to bet on the Rams and the Chiefs win all their money because, you know, I'm a Steeler fan. I don't like any of these teams. I'm not going to lose any sleep if I don't win the bets because I got shafted on that Bills bet with 13 seconds. I lost that bet. And the other bets, I lost all of them on last-second field goals, right? The only one I hit was the Rams. And they almost blew a 24-point lead against Tampa because, you know, they're so great that they were up 27-3, and then it was 27-all. And, I mean, it was so embarrassing, them blowing that lead. But they're so great and so dominant. You know, when they blew a 17-0 lead and a 24-point lead, they're so good that I can't even believe that I would ever bet against a team that's so great. I mean, they're so great, and that's why, you know, 99% of the public's on them because, you know, they blow so many leads, and, you know, they never do anything when they get to the Super Bowl. If it wasn't for the guy bagging groceries, they never have any rings. I mean, honestly, I forget about all them playoff games Matt Stafford's won in his career, you know, both of them, the two games he's won.
All the points you make are completely valid. That's why I've been going back and forth all week with this, not knowing what to, I haven't even locked it into my pool yet, for sure. But that's where I'm going right now. In fact, for me, I think both of them are middle opportunities. I can see both those, especially the hooks, being the thing that, you know, really draws people in. That 7.5, 3.5, like, you know, that hook could be the difference here for me in both these games if I'm going to bet them on the spread. So there's definitely many, many worlds, many, many ways San Francisco wins this game. And I've tried to talk myself into it and ride with you. There's just the offenses on either side, you know, one that is on full blast and one that is, you know, kind of just doing enough is what throws me off right now when it comes down, push comes to shove.
Well, last year, my buddy lost 17 grand on the Chiefs in the Super Bowl because, you know, He thought the Chiefs were going to win, and they got their ass pasted by the Buccaneers. I mean, it was was the worst Super Bowl. They killed them. And so, you know, if the Chiefs and Rams win, what's everyone going to be on? My guess is they're going to be on Mahomes because
– Oh, yeah, they'll absolutely be
Mahomes,
on.
I mean, because he wins, they're the favorite already, and because he's the Super Bowl – guy's been to three straight Super Bowls if he gets there this year, and then he'll win his second Super Bowl because he lost to Tampa, right? And he said he was going to win 7, so he'll be getting up the mountain winning 2. Everyone will be on him, and then watch the Rams beat him. You know, the one thing my buddy said today that lost 17 large on the Chiefs. You know what he said? He said, "This is the only thing I know." He said, "Nobody knows Shaq about who's going to win an NFL game ever. These playoff games. Nobody knows Shaq. You don't know Shaq because you have no clue who's going to win these games. Everybody just talks out of the side of their mouth, including me. But then again, I hit millions of bets, so we'll see what happens. It's Pharrell on the Bench."
Yeah. It's a jungle out there. So many possibilities, prospects, and probabilities. It's easy to become overwhelmed. That's where we come in. Relax. We're your trusted source for expert information on sports gaming strategies and information. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Farrell on the Bench with Scott Farrell.
I got to tell you, Mafia, that the Rangers, I cannot believe you have a King Henrik night and you raise a banner to the Raptors and everybody's celebrating, and it's just absolutely not a seat in the house at the Garden. And then you go out and lay an egg against the Wild and lose 3-2. I mean, that's as bad as the Penguins losing again to the Red Wings. Two nights in a row, cracking the Red Wings. They've hit a wall suddenly. But I got to tell you, you got to win the Ranger game for the King, and you don't get it done. It's embarrassing.
Well, it's two games in a row. They've been embarrassing. They lost to Columbus last night. They have this one in the back-to-back with a ceremony. They get let down up 2-0, blow the lead. Now, your boy, Wetzel has his little theory that every time they have one of these ceremonies, he bets against that team because of all the emotion. And he says it's worked out pretty well. I don't know. It worked out tonight, but they got shafted at the end of that game. I don't know if you've seen the video yet on the goal they disallowed with like 2 seconds left in the game. The Rangers were scrambling. They stuff it in, and they wave it off, saying that they shoved the goalie in, that they pushed Talbot into the net, and that's why the puck went in. And then you can watch the replay 50 times. No one pushes him. He sprawls out to try to cover up the puck, doesn't cover it up. It gets jammed in. And then they went to the view, still waved it off, completely shafted them, and ended the game on that.
Wow, that's crazy. That sucks. Yeah, I didn't know that. That's how it shook out and what it came down to. To be honest with you, the Bruins just beat the Coyotes 2-1. The Red Wings in a shootout beat the Penguins 3-2. Wild 3-2 over the Rangers. Avalanche 6-4 over the Blackhawks. I know Landeskog had a big game. Capitals finally bounced back. They blanked the Stars in Dallas 5-0. So I got to. I guess I'm looking at some commercial here. I was watching the Knicks and Bucks. I just
Knicks made this a game. They came back. We were only down a couple points at halftime. We've been fighting with them throughout the third.
Yeah, they're down 5. It is what it is. The Suns win by 10 and cover because they were laying 9.5. The Spurs win 131-122 over the Bulls and cover. The Pacers win over the Thunder 113-110 and cover. I hit all three of those games. I hit the Grizzlies over the Jazz, cover. I hit the Blazers over the Rockets, cover 125-110. Hit the Nuggets to win. Pelicans didn't cover. Lost the Celtics. Hawks beat them 108-92. Lost the Pistons. Magic beat them 119-103. Hit the Heat over the Clippers both ways. Double cover. Hit the Hornets to win. Lakers covered. And now I got the Bucks going. They're up 5, and they're laying 9. But remember, fair enough. The Knicks are in the game, fair enough. But 7 minutes left in the third. There's plenty of time for the Knicks to, as they do every night, screw this up. And I got to tell you, watching Randall have 6 points again, I'm just going to say it again. I mean, that guy is moping and not playing ball. He is not even playing ball. I don't know what he's on. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know what kind of buzz. I don't know what kind of, little game he's playing. But he's not trying, and he's not doing anything. He's going through the motions. He's absolutely getting that paycheck and giving him nothing. Absolutely nothing. R.J. Barrett with a dunk, though. Now it's a 3-point game. The Knicks going to beat the Bucks tonight in Milwaukee. Let's go. Woo! Middleton a miss, and your boy Randall with the rip. Randall looking 20 pounds overweight with his broke-ass J. He's trying to post up Middleton. Let's see if he can rock Middleton. He blew right by him, but he bricked the layup all Jimmy off the glass with no rim. He looked like me in the game the other night. I had the same play. Went underneath the basket for the Jimmy kiss off the glass, and it didn't go in. It rolled off the rim. At least I hit the rim. Oh, God, Holiday behind the backboard with a shot rainbow over to a backboard. Did you see that, Mafia?
I did. Just really bad miss on that one.
Well, you saw Randall's miss. You didn't see Holiday's make behind the backboard. That was just unbelievable. No, he just did one. He did look like Larry Bird behind the backboard. He was completely behind the backboard, and he shot it up in the air with a rainbow, and it went in.
Fournier with
it was unbelievable.
Fournier with a spinning shot.
Look at Fournier. Oh, God, off the glass. Fournier getting involved.
No, look, over the head, off the glass.
It's a miracle coming from the Frenchman, who typically does nothing. No, he'll have big games, and then he'll do nothing. Like, he could have a big game tonight, a big finish tonight. He's got, whatever, I think he's got 14 in this game, 6 of 9, so not bad. And then, you know, like, he'll play their next game. Like, they're on this road trip, right? They're playing, they got the Kings at the Garden on Monday. As the last day here of January is Monday. And they'll play the Kings there. And, you know, let's see if he can have two good games in a row. It's, you know, I'm always looking at guys, can they be consistent? Can they go out and perform every night? Or are they just a once-a-week performer? You know, I mean, like, I don't know how long it's been since Randall had a game. I guess last Sunday against the Clippers. This whole week he's been disastrous. He's done absolutely nothing. I mean, it's crazy. So let me ask you, what do you think these guys and I want to get into college basketball. Tomorrow, there's all kinds of, you know, great games in college basketball. You've got, you know, in terms of, you know, the top 25 on Saturday, there's just a bevy of games because the SEC Big 12 Challenge is going on. How does Kentucky and Kansas at Fog Allen sound? 6 o'clock on ESPN. That sounds great. LSU and TCU, they play at noon. Auburn hosts Oklahoma at 2 o'clock on ESPN. Missouri and Iowa State at 2 p.m. in Ames. Baylor at Alabama at 4 p.m. on ESPN. Mississippi State and Texas Tech on ESPN2 at 6 o'clock. Tennessee and Texas at 8 o'clock on ESPN. I mean, it's the SEC Big 12 Challenge all day long, like the Nate boy, like Ric Flair, all night long. You're looking at UCLA Stanford late night, 9:30. That's a good one. Gonzaga in Portland, late night, 9 o'clock. Houston at UCF, 8 o'clock. Cal and USC, 7 o'clock. UConn and DePaul, 6:30 on FS1. Illinois and Northwestern, 4:30 on Big Ten Network. Arizona State and Arizona, 2:30 on CBS. Xavier and Creighton, FS1 at 2 o'clock. Michigan and Michigan State from the Breslin at 12:30 on CBS. I know what I'm doing tomorrow. I'm going to snowplow, play ball, go eat a gigantic breakfast, and stuff my face at a diner. Then I'm going to watch college basketball until the cows come home. And I'm going to eat everything I see, and then I already told you, I'm going to get 34C involved in this too. She's got to get involved. Get a little Ozark going, season 4, and then get a little Pharrella time in, a little Pharrella work. You got to hit the sack. Let's get it on. Let's get it done. Let's get it in. Let's go. Woo! There's a lot happening here. And that's just the start of it. Duke and Louisville at noon on ESPN. St. John's and Nova, 4:30 on Fox. I mean, it just won't end, Mafia. And I did want to say that there's actually tons of other really good games as well. By the way, Boise's up on Fresno by a bucket here in the first half, 27-25. So Miami's at Georgia Tech, North Carolina State at North Carolina, Indiana plays at Maryland, Va Tech and Florida State in Tallahassee. Virginia and Notre Dame, Georgia and Vanderbilt, Oregon State and Oregon, Georgetown and Butler. I mean, it just is never ending. It really is. There's tons of games. Illinois State and Northern Iowa, St. Louis and Duquesne, the Dukes, St. Joe's and St. Bonnie, Drexel and Towson, West Virginia and Arkansas in the SEC Big 12 Challenge. That one's at 2 o'clock. Temple and SMU. Western Michigan and Ball State. Long Beach against Davis. Kansas State and Ole Miss SEC Big 12 Challenge. VCU and Richmond, those two rivals in Richmond, Virginia, going at it tomorrow, 4 o'clock on CBS Sports Network. That's going to be violent, that game. They hate each other. Oklahoma State and Florida, SEC Big 12 Challenge, 4 o'clock on the Deuce. Utah and Washington. Moorhead and Murray. I mean, it just goes on and on. It's maybe the most delicious day of basketball ever. Yale and Princeton, Furman and Mercer, Rutgers at Nebraska, Santa Clara against the Dons of San Francisco, that's juicy, Green Bay and Bobby Moe, Greensboro against Wofford. I mean, are you kidding me? It's just insanity. This is insanity. Pepperdine and St. Mary's, Wake against CUSA, the Carrier Dome, Evansville and Missouri State, South Carolina and A&M, Poly and Irvine, Eastern Washington against Montana, BYU and Pacific, Utah State and Nevada. Are you kidding me? I mean, this is delicious. By the way, ForAllOnABench.com, I got all my picks. I gave Mafia all the college basketball for tomorrow, the top 25 snags, ranked. All the unranked games, ranked. Tons of great winners. Tons of great plays. Killer deal. It's like filling your gas tank, except you make money off of it. I mean, honestly, it's the greatest thing ever, ForAllOnABench.com. Everybody's doing it. They just won't admit it. Sign up. Do it. You'll dig it. Watch what happens over a month. Seriously, it's ridiculous. At the half, Boise leads Fresno 29-25. Monmouth by 5 over Canisius tonight. Wyoming by a bucket over Air Force in a good one. Dayton by a bucket over Rhode Island in a good one at Dayton. Siena beat Niagara by 4. Ohio upset Buffalo in Buffalo 74-53. Toledo wins by 8 over Akron. I took Toledo to win. Akron and 8, it pushed. I took Quinnipiac. They won. And then how about UNLV upsetting Colorado State tonight in Fort Collins? That's where Jesus lives. 88-74 Rebels. And New Mexico by 16 over San Jose State. I covered in that game too. You gotta love it. I'm hitting games left and right in the NBA, college rack. Get ready. The same thing's happening tomorrow in the NBA and college basketball. All I'm gonna do is make you fat stacks, baby.
My buddy's a fan of yours in Vancouver, Canada, so he hears you crystal clear. I thought I'd let you know that.
Time after time, I sit and I wait for your call.
So, hope you enjoy the title games on Sunday. They start at 3 o'clock and then 6:30. AFC first, NFC last. Should be awesome. College basketball all day tomorrow, like SEC Big 12 out the wazoo. I mean, just tons of lid, NHL, NBA. I'm 14-6 tonight in the NBA in bets, and I still have the Bucks going. I need them to finish this game out, but they're only up 3 on the Knicks with a minute left in the third. Tyson Fury will fight the WBC heavyweight title and put it up at stake against Dillian White. It looks like April 23rd in the UK, and that's a done deal. That fight's Hearn got the rights to it, Eddie Hearn. And that's going to be incredible to see what Tyson Fury does to that dude's face. You're going to kill him. That guy's a bum. And that's what Fury called him, a bum. He goes, get ready to have your ass beat, you bum. I mean, the only person that can give him a fight is Wilder. And it ain't Joshua. Trust me, you. You're a Joshua tree. I'm telling you. Just massive action across the board and everything. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy the 2-foot blizzard mafia in New York City that we're getting right now. It's going to suck. I'm still going to go play ball in the morning. Screw it. Snowplow, straight to the gym, straight to the 10. I'll see you freaks Monday on Coast to Coast on Sports Grid TV at 4 o'clock Eastern. Enjoy the championship Sunday. For Mafia, I'm Pharrell. Good night from New York.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.